Here's everything you need to know for this Aloha Wednesday. It's KHON to go. With KHON2 weather, Chevy Chevalier.
6:52 on this wonderful Wednesday, the West Oahu Wet and Wild Cam. A little breezy out there, and you can see, it's hard to see, right? It's hard to see out there. A little hazy out there, but a closer look, partly cloudy skies with the Zephyr Cam. A nice start. You see the sunshine kissing the buildings there, and we're looking at east-northeast winds, primarily 5 to 10. They'll go up to about 15 to 20, maybe gusts. We had a gust of 33, I think, at Kahului yesterday, upper, I think, 28 for Honolulu. You see some showers here off of to the west. I'm still the remnants of Adrian leaving us alone. Your forecast today, very similar to yesterday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy with about 88 east-northeast winds, about 15 to 20 or so. Now, we are Hawaii's weather source for everything 2023 tropical Pacific hurricane season. We are still under El Nino advisory. The waters are still warming up. 80.1 is our temperature around us, and anything here yellow or darker is above 80 degrees. So Calvin, which is now a tropical storm, according to the National Hurricane Center, 50-mile-per-hour winds moving, pretty good clip, west at 16 miles an hour, is going to traverse the warmer waters, strengthen to a Category 1, then run into the cooler waters. That's our protective barrier here, all this cooler water between us and the warmer waters in the eastern Pacific. It'll weaken as it gets to the Central Pacific line. The Central Pacific Hurricane Center will take over Monday morning, and it'll be a tropical storm, at least by this forecast. And they don't go beyond that, but all models are indicating it still comes to our area, maybe a little above, maybe a little below. But most models are agreeing we'll get a good bit of rain out of this, maybe the remnants of, maybe a tropical depression. I don't think it'll be a tropical storm still, but we'll have to see. It is still a week away. But the great thing is, since last Friday, these models have been agreeing on this track. And that's phenomenal agreement, I think, with models in the Pacific. And you can see the agreement here. And 2 weeks out, knowing what this thing is going to do, I think that's incredible how good these models are getting. So there's Calvin on the future radar. It's not a big storm. It's not a devastating storm. By the time it gets to us, it might strengthen a little bit because we got warmer waters around our island. But the rain should be here Tuesday night through Thursday, or maybe into Thursday. And this model is even showing a spike there at the end on Tuesday night for the chance for rain. So what to watch? Hopefully we won't get too much rain. That's Tuesday night into Thursday. Between now and then, we got breezy conditions, east-northeast trades, partly cloudy skies, about 88 degrees. That's your weather. We'll continue to monitor Calvin. But right now, let's check out your surf situation with Gary. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, good morning, Chevy. Well, hopefully we'll get some east swell from Calvin. Looks like it. Right now, the east side's 3 feet at Makapu'u, thanks to the trades. Sandy Beach is 2 to 3 plus, thanks to the south, combining with the trade wind swells. And there's some heavy ones at Sandy's. Diamond Head's 2 to 3, maybe some fours. There's long lulls, and it is bumpy. Townside's 2 to 3, and then got to be patient for the bigger sets, but they're out there. Makaha's 1 to 2 mostly, with a few three-footers. Isolated bigger sets at the focal reefs for the west side. And the North Shore is just flat to 1 on trade wind dribble. Trades are with us for the long haul. We had a minus low tide at 5:30 a.m., big high tide at 1:30, sunset 7:17, and rising at 5:57.
Dangerous night on the roads as two separate incidents send two pedestrians to the hospital in critical condition. The latest crash happened at about 9:45 last night in the McCully area. Police say a 58-year-old man was driving eastbound on Kapi'olani Boulevard when he hit a man in his 30s near Pumehana Street. Police say the driver fled but was later arrested in Hawaii Kai for failure to render aid and driving under the influence. Earlier in the day, at about 4:15, a pedestrian was hit while crossing Farrington Highway near the Kapolei Walmart. Police say the 33-year-old man was not in a marked crosswalk. EMS says a witness told them the man ran across 4 of the 6 lanes of the highway when he ran into the tire of a full-size truck. No other injuries were reported. Opening statements are scheduled to begin this morning in the trial of Eric Thompson, accused of fatally shooting a Waipahu acupuncturist. The body of John Tokuhara was found in his clinic last year in January. According to court documents, Thompson's wife was having an affair with Tokuhara while she was his patient. Records say investigators were able to trace Thompson's truck to the scene of the shooting. Thompson remains on house arrest after posting bail of $1 million. We will follow up in court later today. Meanwhile, a convicted murderer is heading back to Florida after being found not guilty in a decades-old cold case here in Hawaii.
We, the jury of this case, find the defendant, Thomas Lewis Garner, not guilty.
Thomas Garner was accused in the 1982 death of Kathy Hicks. Her body was found in the Nu'uanu'Pali area, and the case went cold for decades. Garner says they went out dancing, and then he put her in a cab and watched her leave.
The state simply just didn't have enough evidence. That's the bottom line. The case was built on DNA that, anybody can have a DNA. The bottom line is they just didn't have enough. They didn't have enough evidence.
Garner was extradited to Hawaii for this trial. He's currently serving a 20-plus year sentence for the murder of a Florida woman who was found dead 2 years after Hicks. The only consolidated theater on Maui is closing its doors this week after nearly three decades. A spokesperson says the company will focus on investing in areas with higher demand. The closure now opens up opportunity for the Queen Kaʻahumanu Center as the mall experience continues to evolve. One of the suspects in the Waikiki overdose case will appear in court today. Joseph Hamill is accused of being the dealer who supplied fentanyl to the victims. According to court documents, Hamill intended to distribute meth, but also distributed 1 gram of fentanyl by mistake, along with a gram of heroin. Hamill's attorney says his client is accused of distributing fentanyl, but the government claims Hamill knowingly and intentionally distributed the same drug. Legal experts say in federal court it doesn't matter what type of drug is distributed.
Under the Ninth Circuit law, in order to be convicted of distributing drugs, you do not need to know what specific type of drug that you distributed, as long as you knew it was a controlled substance.
Kena Drage said Avery Gerard and Jeffrey Waz are charged with conspiracy to distribute a controlled substance resulting in death. Hamill was not included in those charges. Hawaii is expected to be the first state to install EV fast chargers. Last year, the Federal Highway Administration approved the state's electric vehicle infrastructure deployment plan, granting access to $2.6 million of funding. The DOT will be using the money to get 32 fast EV chargers and 16 power units made by Tritium. Officials say Oahu and Maui will each have at least one site by the end of this year. The chargers will not be free to the public, and rates are now being decided. A visitor on Maui died after police say he took part in a snorkeling trip. It happened Monday morning. Police say the man lost consciousness after returning to the vessel, and life-saving measures were not successful. The victim was identified as 49-year-old Eric Kim of Brea, California. Back on Oahu, the city has added more in-person events for those who want to apply for its rental and utility relief program. One will be held at the Pearl City Library on July 18th from noon to 6 p.m. and another at the Philcom Center in Waipahu on July 27th from 9 to 4. Now, this is for new applicants only, and you will need an appointment. We have the full schedule on our website, khun2.com. UH Manoa will be closed on Friday, September 1st due to a much-anticipated nationally televised football game. The Rainbow Warriors will be hosting Stanford at the Clarence T.C. Ching Complex, and traffic is expected to be extremely heavy. The school is asking faculty to move their in-person classes to online or reschedule. The lower campus parking structure will only be open to those with game day parking passes. Upper campus parking will be open to all parking pass holders, but only until noon. UH says when the game was originally scheduled, Aloha Stadium was still expected to be available.
And that was your morning news. Find all these stories and more on KHON2.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Then tune in right back here tomorrow at 7 a.m. for everything you need to know with KHON2Go.